This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. Okay. All right. We're going to talk about what, and we're Facebook Living. What happens? I'm a lot more giddy when we Facebook Live. I'm a lot more grumpy when we're not, you know, because I'm like, oh gosh, people are watching, so I got to act like, you know, I'm nicer than I am. But I'm not nice when it comes to this subject. Bosses who are jerks. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing people be abused by their boss or hating work or working in a toxic environment. And so I think we just need to spend a couple minutes talking about what to do if you guys are stuck in one of those situations. And a lot of us have jerks for bosses. A lot of us are bosses. I've been both a boss and an employee. And there's actually three categories that you could fall into or fall under, right? One is your boss is a jerk to you because you deserve it. Okay? You're coming in late. You're never finishing your tasks. You get bad reviews by the customers. You just, you know, don't do your job. You know, always calling out. Okay, that's a problem. I mean, I fell into this category. I don't know if I told you guys. You know, I waited tables while I was in medical school. And I, you know, bartended and, you know, served drinks and things like that. And so I was working at one restaurant. And I was teaching a new waitress how to get more tips. And I told her that one of the tricks I do is I pretend that I don't have any singles. So, oh, God, I don't have change. So they had to drop a 5 or drop 10 or drop 20. That's pretty loud. So I'm sitting there in the bar area, you know, pouring myself, you know, soda while teaching her this stuff. And, of course, my voice carries. So my boss comes up to me and starts yelling me, kind of ripping me a new one. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what a jerk. Okay, well, wait a second. Okay, first of all, you're not supposed to be drinking soda, okay? I mean, you know, you could drink the water, but that was eating into their profits. And number two, you know, teaching another waitress when the whole restaurant could hear, you know, how you're able to hustle more tips, you know, probably not the best ideal behavior. Oh, yeah, I worked at Red Robin. And I don't know if you guys ever were at Red Robin in Reno. It was really interesting because the whole restaurant can see you make the dessert. And I guess they had this mud pie that's like Red Robin's like famous dessert back then. I don't know if it still is. And so you would take the ice cream out, and it's big and tall, and then you would decorate it with whipped cream and the hot fudge and the cherry. But you would be behind glass so the whole restaurant could see you. Well, you guys know me, okay? If I have an audience, I'm going to entertain. So I would get the whole mud pie ready, and I'd get it ready, and I knew, and I wouldn't act like people were watching me. And then all of a sudden, I'd be like, oh, hold on, And then I would, and I had like a little extra water, like spray, and I would sneeze and spray the glass window. But not sneeze on purpose, just pretend sneeze. Then I would come around the glass and serve the mud pie. And so people thought that was funny, and, you know, one waitress, her table asked to share the tip with me because they were so entertained, okay? And so that's how you make enemies fast. So my boss pulled me aside, didn't fire me, you know, he was like, bad girl, you know, and I kind of was like, oh, really, that's not, really, you're not supposed to do that, you know, come on, it was funny. So, you know, if you kind of fall into that category and your boss is being a jerk, come on. But then you have the next category where you have a jerk boss and there is nothing you could do to change them. They're jealous of you. A lot of times it's jealousy. And they are jealous. Either the clients like you more than them. Other coworkers like you more. Sometimes it's you know something that you shouldn't. You know, they're sleeping around and you unfortunately know and you don't want to know and they know that you know. And so sometimes you're in that sort of a position where you're kind of screwed and there's nothing you can do. In that particular situation, you need to kind of put yourself in their shoes and find out what it is that is making them dislike you. So if you know they're cheating on their wife, okay, you can't say, oh, I won't tell anybody. They're going to want to get rid of you. If you are making them look bad, you know, again, they want their job. It's job security. They feel threatened. But what if they're being a jerk because this is the way they feel they need to do their job? Like, for example, I hear that doctors are some of the biggest jerks to work for. But I tell people, you know, ask the doctor why they want it a certain way. You know, what is it about, you know, the documentation or whatever has to be a way? And if you ask them why, you know, you want something done a certain way just so you can understand and do it well, some of them will say, well, yeah, another doctor got sued, you know, because their staff had missed a lab or whatever, and so we want to prevent that. Okay, well, now you understand why they're so jerky on that issue, you know? But then you have the third class of workers where people are just jealous of them no matter what, and you can't change it. Either you're too pretty or you're too handsome or you're the boss's son. And if that's the case, there's no way you're going to be able to survive that. If people are threatened by you and there's nothing you can do to change, you know, you could dress down, you could try to disown your father, but no. So if you find yourself in a position where there's no winning or there's somebody you're working for that's just absolutely evil, don't try to change them. Leave. You know, people say, well, gosh, you know, maybe talk to them about them being so jealous. Jealous is such a heavy passion that people have. We've all been jealous. Being jealous is normal to some degree because that's how you get competitive. So if you see another caveman family who has like a zebra and all you guys are doing is eating berries, you get jealous of that caveman family and go, well, man, I want zebra too. So then you end up, you know, hopefully pushing yourself harder to get the zebra next time. So jealousy does lead to competition. But if somebody's just so jealous that they will just never get over it, you could come down with cancer. You could have the most horrible things happen in your life. They'll still be jealous of you. You can't fix that. So my recommendation is, because we are coming up on another recession, it is going to hit. We got that trifecta of automation taking over jobs. We got commercial real estate that's going to take a hit because, you know, people don't go into the brick-and-mortar stores now that they buy online all the time. And then, you know, you got a lot of baby boomers moving out of their house. If you think you're going to be at risk of losing your job or working for somebody toxic, get out now. Maybe start a business on your own or add extra credentials and get more education. Sorry that had to be quick. We're up on break. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials, and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're going to try to get some information on this, but this is freaking a lot of people out. A third American has mysteriously died of respiratory failure at a hotel in the Dominican Republic. And this just happens days after a Maryland couple died the same way. Miranda Schaup Werner died suddenly and inexplicably in her hotel room after having a drink from her minibar. She was at the Grand Bahia Principe Hotel in La Romana, according to a family spokesperson. She passed away on May 25th, the same day she arrived at the resort. According to ABC News, Edward Holmes, 63 years old, and Cynthia Day, 49, were found dead in their room 5 days later. Not same room, but same hotel. Schaup Werner was only 41 years old. She was in the Dominican Republic celebrating her 9th wedding anniversary with husband Dan Werner. Now, you're like, what the hell is going on? Well, I'm not getting a lot of data on what preceded her, you know, her death. I guess did she start to foam at the mouth? Did she, shall we say, have palpitations? Did she clutch her heart? You know, what happened? And, you know, you look at this as, okay, whoa, poisoning. Okay, somebody, I don't know, though. It just seems too random. And this was, like, right after she checked in. She was from Allentown, Pennsylvania. She had a drink from the mini bar. And, you know, the mini bar, those are pretty close tight. And a lot of the, well, I was in Mexico at a all-inclusive. And the bar was refillable. The stewards would come in, they call them stewards, and they would fill up the vodka, fill up the rum, and you would have cups, and you could, so it could have been that. I mean, there could have been something, but what would kill you within minutes of drinking a drink? That's what makes you think something more of poison. But she died of respiratory failure and pulmonary edema. So, respiratory failure, pulmonary edema. Pulmonary edema is when you have fluid build up in the lungs. Respiratory failure is when your lungs don't, you know, inspire and expire and transmit oxygen. Now, 5 days, I should say, well, they say 5 days later, although I think that's wrong. I think that was, or you know what, actually, the couple, they say, died after she did. They said 5 days later, according to Fox 5, Las Vegas, on May 30th, Maryland couple Edward Nathaniel Holmes and then Cynthia Ann Day missed their scheduled checkout time at the same resort. And when a hotel employee checked on them, found them dead. Which means they died probably within seconds of each other. Now people want answers. So respiratory failure, what could put you into that? I mean, it can't be like a Legionnaire's or a pneumonia that takes too long. It can't be the flight, because one died as she just landed. The others died after they were there for 5 days. People ask about dry drowning. Did they go swimming? Did they get water filled up in their lungs? Dry drowning could do that. Dry drowning is where you're swimming and you accidentally inhale water and then you go into pulmonary edema because you end up reacting to the water. And then, unfortunately, you start having an inflammatory response, and that inflammatory response makes so much gook and fluid in your lungs that you can't breathe. Again, nobody's talking about that. When they looked at the room to see if there was foul play, there was various medications to treat high blood pressure. And apparently the couple was engaged. They're from Prince George County's Maryland. So they're looking at it. The hotel's looking at it. Not sure what's going on. Have you ever been to the Dominican Republic? It's really interesting because I think it's owned by both French and the Netherlands. And so you have a French side, and then you have the Netherlands side. And you have French food and people who speak French. The Netherlands, you know, they speak English. Food's good no matter what. It's a beautiful island. Usually it gets hit pretty hard during hurricane season. A lot of, you know, cruise ships come by, so you get to see the cruise ships. My father-in-law has a timeshare. So we, I think I got the story during the hurricane. I have to double check. But so we were there once, and it's an amazing hotel, but, anything could go wrong, but we'll keep you guys posted if we hear why. Because that's not anything that makes people comfortable, especially as we're coming into, you know, holiday season. But it sounds to me fishy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we've been watching what's been going on with the Congo and the Ebola-stricken area. Well, now ISIS is claiming responsibility for an attack that left 13 dead. According to express.co.uk, the Syria-based organization issued a chilled warning as it alleged to have been responsible for an overnight massacre in the eastern area of Beni. Local reports, however, differ from the account given by ISIS. They always do. The deputy mayor, Benny, said 13 lives were lost late on Monday in an attack by the allied Democratic forces. Now, the ADF, they say, has ties with ISIS. And in a statement on the messaging website Telegram, Islamic State said it was behind the attack. So the issue we have is when these attacks happen, some groups want to take credit. If it was a good attack, it was a successful attack, and it scared a lot of people, and they haven't had a successful attack, these groups will take credit. Now, when I was younger, I never understood that. You know, why would somebody go, oh, it was us? I'm like, why would you admit to a crime? Why would you, well, remember, you know, when people are bad people, you know, they don't really use logic. And sometimes they want to instill fear. That's how they work. So instilling fear. Unfortunately, I'm fearful of Ebola, and so are a lot of people around the area. I think now we have another 2,000 people fighting Ebola. I think the death toll is up at about 1,200. It's the second largest Ebola outbreak that we've seen so far in history. First one killed 11,000 people. This one, you know, we're a tenth of the way there. Hopefully we never go farther, but it's getting hard to contain. And apparently they targeted the Congolese army of Beni. They killed or wounded 25 people. Now, remember, the Democratic Republic of Congo is trying to help protect these healthcare workers that are trying to keep Ebola out and keep Ebola contained. And so the healthcare workers and the World Health Organization and, you know, people are saying, look, you need to give us some protection. You need to give us some cover. And what do they have to do? Well, they got to quarantine. They have to give the vaccine. So that's lining people up. You have to then, anybody who's sick, watch him. Anybody who was exposed to somebody sick, they have to be in a separate area and watched. And they have to be watched for like 21 days. So these are places that are static. And you can't be moving in fear of somebody, you know, trying to set you on fire. So we have over 2,000 cases right now that are confirmed that they are trying to now, you know, control. Any one of those people leave the area. And trust me, there's people that have already fled. That can then spread it to other people. So International Development Secretary Rory Stewart has called for other countries to step in and help. We have been hearing them ask for help for months because they already have overstretched local health services. And the death toll is now, here's the latest number, 1,300. World Health Organization chief said mistrust of healthcare workers and attacks on Ebola clinics by armed militias have contributed to an acceleration in what is now the second worst outbreak of virus on record. So we reached about 1,000 cases in March. Now that we're at the 2,000 figure, you see how exponential it is. You know, these illnesses, like with flu, you know how they watched how flu spread across the United States by Google searches? And it wasn't linear, like, all right, well, we have one case, and then we have maybe two cases, and then three cases, and four cases. It went from 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, that's exponential. You guys remember like 2 squared is 4, 2 cubed is 8, right? It's not 2 times 3, it's 2 times 2 times 2. So exponential is when you take the exponent and you increase that way. So is it going to come to the United States? Oh, absolutely. If they can't get this controlled, we're going to see Ebola here. And people are going to flee here because they're going to think we're safer. And you know, now ISIS is trying to take credit or actually getting involved. ISIS would probably love to get a hold of, you know, vaccine stores and things like that. So, yeah, we could be in trouble. When we come back, we have an Ohio doctor who is now being imprisoned for murdering people because of opioids. He's killed 25 people, they say. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The former school safety officer charged for failing to confront the gunman in the Parkland, Florida school shootings, which left 17 people dead early last year, will stay in custody on $102,000 bail. A judge in Broward County issuing that order as Scott Peterson made a Wednesday morning court appearance charged with multiple counts of child neglect, culpable negligence, and perjury. A 15-month investigation revealed he retreated during the active shooting and also directed other cops to do the same.
And he needs to serve a lifetime in prison for not going in that day and taking down the threat.
That's the mother of one of the victims. Peterson does face a possible 96 years in prison. A private sector jobs report from ADP comes in way below expectations. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So NBC News is reporting that an Ohio doctor accused of ordering excessive and potentially fatal doses of opioids to dozens of near-death patients is now, facing multiple counts of murder. He hasn't been imprisoned yet, He's facing multiple counts. William Hussell, or Hustle, voluntarily surrendered to authorities and was charged with 25 deaths following a six-month investigation by the Franklin County Prosecutor's Office. The patient deaths exposed a stunning case of medical oversight, they said, and alleged medical malpractice, and called into question how repeated failures potentially involving 30 or more employees could have gone unchecked for so long. According to the Franklin County Prosecutor, Ron O'Brien, I have not seen a 25-count murder indictment during my time as a prosecutor. And this is a doctor. Hussell, 43, was employed with the Mount Carmel Health System, which is one of the largest in Central Ohio. He was there from 2015 to 2018. He was first suspended on November 21st and then fired 2 weeks later. So he faces 15 years to life in prison if convicted. Now, Prosecutor O'Brien said that the doses ordered by the doctor, the 25 deaths, could not support any legitimate medical purpose. Nurses and pharmacists followed his orders, but the doctor remains the main focus of the criminal investigation. The nurses and pharmacists are in trouble, from what I understand. In a statement following his arrest, Mount Carmel Health System said it will continue to implement meaningful changes throughout our system to ensure events like this never happen again. So the hospital first revealed details about a case from January 14th. After prosecutors and police started interviewing dozens of witnesses and looking at medical records. And then they started to investigate the deaths of 29 patients who had been given large fentanyl doses to hasten their last moments of life. The investigation took several months, O'Brien said, because detectives had to familiarize themselves with the various medical roles and conclude whether he was violating standard protocol. They said many of his patients were not alert when they were in intensive care. And if someone could not feel pain, there would be no legitimate medical reason to administer the fentanyl. Now, the State Medical Board of Ohio suspended the doctor. The doctor was an intensivist, from what I understand, or critical care, intensive care doctor. And they said they suspended it in late January, saying it was based on his failure to meet acceptable standards regarding the selection of drugs, violations of the minimal standards of care, and failing to cooperate in a board's investigation. Well, if you fail to cooperate in a board's investigation, you're done for. I mean, you know, I know some people are listening to this going, okay, well, wait a second. You know, what if he gave a dose, the person died, and it wasn't his fault that, you know, that dose was too much for that one person? When a medical board wants to investigate, you hand over everything. You're like, here's the chart. This is what I did. What do you need? So if you're failing to, you know, help, that's a problem. You are allowed to get an attorney. So if a medical board ever, summons you or whatever, you are allowed to have legal representation. And you just have the lawyer contact them right away saying, you know, we want to work with you. I'm representing you, him or her, and what do you need? So it's just a no-brainer that you cooperate with the board's investigations. And it's a no-brainer to follow the minimal standards of care. So he has a hearing set for July to appeal the medical board's decision. He does have an attorney, Greg Foliano. He couldn't be reached for comment. But he faces 19 wrongful death lawsuits. 8 have already been settled. In one suit, an attorney for the family of Melissa Penix, an 82-year-old woman who went to Mount Carmel West for stomach pains in November. She was given 2,000 micrograms of fentanyl about 5 minutes before she died. Now, fentanyl is unfortunately 50 times stronger than heroin and 100 times stronger than morphine, if I remember the strength. I mean, that's what's kind of written, but it's, I think it's stronger than that. But when, you know, for any of you that are just trying to kind of equate and conceptualize how strong fentanyl is, if it's, 100 times more powerful than morphine. Have you guys ever had morphine? Morphine paralyzes me. I was given morphine once after surgery. I couldn't move. I was so weak. I couldn't imagine what heroin does. And so fentanyl, they come in injections. And so they come in injections like 50 micrograms. So 2,000 micrograms? That's a lot. So, now you're wondering what the heck is going on. So let's say somebody, though, needs help in staying ventilated and staying comfortable while, intubated, where you have the tube. Some doses will be higher. Sometimes you get 50 per hour. You might start with 200, but that's only for anesthesia. So that's not what he's supposed to do. So, and if they are being agitated, you titrate it up. You just don't give a 2-gram bolus of fentanyl. So the lawsuit said Dr. Husel or Hustle had told the family before her death that she was brain dead and encouraged them to agree to end her care. In Ohio and every state but 7, physician-assisted deaths are illegal. They say in other cases, patients were given doses exceeding 500 micrograms of fentanyl. Now, lawyers say that up to 100 micrograms is normal. And fentanyl comes in 50 micrograms per mil. So why would he do this? This doesn't make any sense. Now, somebody would say, well, maybe they asked him to, you know, end their life. Maybe, you know, he's the Kevorkian of today. But if they're intubated and they're not very responsive, some of them, then how did they consent? And then how did you consent of, you know, sound mind without, you know, being hypoxic or being septic? You know, what were they in the ICU for? So hospital officials said earlier this year that 30 employees, including nurses and pharmacists, were placed on leave, while 18 others with ties to the case no longer work there. So then you're like, okay, what the heck is going on? 30 nurses and pharmacists? Nobody said what the hell is going on? What is this? So, you know, I've seen cases where somebody does an order. Somebody follows an order. You follow the order, you're in trouble. Even if that person's your superior. You need to stop. This isn't Nazi Germany. And go, why am I doing this? My worry, though, about any case like this is the average doctor might not read the article. I just got it over my, you know, I just got it over my feed this morning. So I hadn't even been able to read and conceptualize what happened. But the average person who's in a hurry will hear that an Ohio doctor is charged with murder because of prescribing excessive doses of painkiller. And we were talking about this the other day, why you're having trouble getting painkillers. If a doctor thinks not only are they going to lose their license, but they might go to jail. Now, I don't know anybody who would do this. But if somebody thinks that they're going to be responsible because somebody takes the bottle of 25 pills that they give them to manage their back pain over a period of a couple weeks and decides to take them all in one shot, if lawyers out there think that they have a case that they could sue that doctor, or families think they could put that doctor into jail, what do you think the average doctor is going to say when asked, oh, will you write me some pain medication? They'll say, hell no. Nobody wants to go to jail. I mean, it's one thing to lose your license and lose your whole career. It's another thing to go to jail. And I'm not saying this to defend this guy. I'm just saying you have a lot of doctors out there that think that if any of their patients die or overdose, they're going to go to jail. There was a person who overdosed, and he was new to our clinic, and the family called to see what we gave him. Now, we didn't give any narcotics to the person. We denied him. So they had wanted the records to see if they could sue us or charge us with his death. We never gave narcotics, so we don't know what he overdosed on. It must have been from another doctor. But, you know, that just makes you go, whoa, somebody could die and think I did it. Luckily, we didn't give him the medicine, but unlucky, he still died, you know, from somebody else's prescription. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's swim season, right? How many of you guys have a pool? How many of you guys go to the public pool? I kind of prefer the public pool. Believe it or not, not because of, you know, yeah, the infectious diseases, and you'll hear about this story, which is, you know, kind of puts a no in the public pool column. But I love going to hotel pools and public pools to hang out because it's fun. You know, I mean, you know, there's people, you know, splashing and doing dives and cannonballs, and you see the kids having fun and getting all excited. It's a real, real happy time, the public community pool. And I love it because you don't have to pay all the water and you don't have to pay for the upkeep of the pool. We have a pool. It's a small one, but I don't use it that much. You know, everybody says, well, if you have a house, you know, you have to up the value of the house by having a pool. It does, but I think that's going to start to change, as many people don't want, as we're coming up on another recession, which we don't have yet. The economy's really good yet, but I'm preparing, you know, in this next decade, doozy of a recession. A lot of people don't want to have a house that has a lot of expense. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we're seeing houses sell that have very minimal foliage in terms of landscaping. Desert landscaping. That's great for people who don't want to have to do much with their house. Who don't want to have a pool that their baby granddaughter can fall in and drown in. So, you know, when kids are buying their mom and dad a house, they're like, no pool here. Because if you're going to watch the kids, I need to make sure that the kids don't fall in the pool if you're not looking or if something happens to you. So, and less water. Water's expensive in Nevada. So, you know, your water bill can really take a bite. So the less you have to water your desert plants, because they're desert plants, the better. So community pools are going to start becoming more and more big in my neck of the woods, and they are, because, one, you can make a day of it. Everybody brings food. It's oh, my gosh, I mean, you actually save money. Everybody does a potluck. You bring food. Spend the day at the pool. Kids play. They love it. They're happy. They come home. They're tired. They go to bed early. You're done for the day. You don't have to take them to the movies. You don't have to take them out to eat. It's a great, great way to entertain. So summertime, we could save some money, go to the pool. Except when a pump malfunctions. So apparently 50 people have had to be treated at a hospital for bloody noses and vomiting after a pump malfunctioned and overloaded a community pool in Utah with chlorine. According to Pleasant Grove Police Department, victims were at the Pleasant Grove Veterans Memorial Pool. So we had anywhere from young children to adults. And they say an inordinate amount of chlorine was put into the water because of the failure of a pump. When it went back on, the chlorine went into the water because it became gaseous as it went into the air. Then that affected the people in the area of the pool. So chlorine gas causes bloody noses, nausea, vomiting. Some were even drifting in and out of consciousness. They say anytime we have a mass casualty critical incident, it's a very bad day for us. He said the first responders showed up. They were very, very good. They got the pool evacuated right away. They set up triage. They got everyone transported quickly. And as chaotic as it was handled very professionally. You know, so now you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, you know, what the heck? You know, what do you do in that particular case? Well, you know, before you go into any, public pool, you have every right to ask, is it clean? You have every right to ask, you know, what the levels are. You can even check the levels yourself. I know it's kind of a pain in the butt because you got to do the drops and things like that. But, you know, this is where your kids are going to be. I mean, you know, every now and then somebody poops in the pool. You know, that bothers me. You take the kids. We were there once. We were there with some friends who are very, very diligent about sanitizing and cleaning. And I go, come on, come to the community pool with us. It's fun. You know? We'll hang out. And so we did. We did a, you know, Sunday at the pool, and then the pool had to be evacuated because somebody pooped in the pool. So what is chlorine? So chlorine, it's an element, when you guys see on the periodic table, I forget what number, but it does come in the form of a poisonous gas. It could be pressurized. It could be cooled. It could even be liquidized, turned into a liquid, liquefied. Liquid chlorine will, though, turn into gas. It'll also stay close to the ground and spread rapidly. What's interesting, though, is chlorine gas will have an odor. It's very irritating, and it smells like bleach. The strong smell luckily gives us some warning. And sometimes it has a color. It's kind of yellow-green in color. Now, they say, according to the CDC, it's not flammable. But it can react explosively or form explosive compounds with other chemicals like turpentine and ammonia. So we manufacture it in the U.S. We use it in bleach. We use it to make paper, cloth, pesticides, rubber, solvents. But the most important thing that we use it for, which is why you and I are exposed all the time, is it kills bacteria. So when we want to, you know, kill Cryptosporidium and Pseudomonas and all the nasty stuff that could be in a public pool, we use chlorine to do that. Household chlorine bleach can also release gas. So if you mix bleach with other agents, you can unfortunately make some really nasty chemicals. And as we know, chlorine kind of was made famous because it was one of the gases that was used during World War One. And it would basically choke you. It would prevent you from breathing. So if chlorine gas is released in the air, not only can you breathe it in, but you could also get it through the eyes. You could also get it through the skin. If it's released in the water, you could touch it and then collect, you know, get it from there. So, you know, what is, if your kids are swimming, you know, what are immediate signs? Well, if you have blurred vision, if you have burning pain, redness, blisters on the skin, if you have a burning sensation in the nose, throat, and eyes, coughing, chest tightness, and then, of course, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, high amounts of chlorine gas will do that to you. And then what happens is because the chlorine gas inflames the lungs, you start to get pulmonary edema. You start to get inflammation, fluid in the lungs. You get nausea and vomiting, your eyes will water, and you can even wheeze. Now, some kids can do this, but that doesn't necessarily mean the chlorine. We talked about dry drowning, where they might get water or, you know, something in their lungs accidentally, cough when they're doing some horseplay, and then all of a sudden the body doesn't like that that water is there. So what are long-term effects? Well, we don't always know, you know, but a lot of it can include respiratory issues. So the second you smell the chlorine, get out, get away. You know, go to higher ground because chlorine is heavier than air and likes to kind of sink to low areas. If the chlorine was released indoors, like, you know, somebody spilled in the kitchen, get out of the house. All right. And then clothing. All right. If you get it on the clothes, don't, everybody always takes their clothes off by pulling it over their head. No. You're going to have to cut the clothes off the body. The last thing you want is any sort of chemical. We talked about sarin gas. We talked about all, anytime we talk about gases, don't pull your clothes over it. And you're like, well, that's okay. I'll hold my breath. It still rubs that neck. It rubs. So you got to cut the clothes off. I'm sorry. All right. And then you got to seal it in a plastic bag so the dog, the cat, the kids don't get to it. And then you have to let your local and state health department know or emergency personnel where the exposed things are. Don't handle the plastic bags. Leave them in an area. And then if you are helping people out of their clothes, don't touch contaminated areas. And, you know, don't touch their boobies, please. Okay? And then you got to wash your body. All right? So, you know, you got to then, you got to wash with soap and water. And then with eyes, you do an eye wash where you have to kind of flush your eyes for about 10 to 15 minutes. If you wear contacts, you got to get the contacts out. You have to. And throw the contacts, they say, with contaminated clothing. Do not put the contacts back in your eye. Don't be like, well, they're expensive, they're monthly, so let me clean them, wash and put them back. No. And then, is there an antidote? No. Usually we just get the chlorine away from you, make sure you're breathing okay, give you breathing treatments, and watch and wait. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.